Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just started fucking throwing everything out. Like, I don't use this. And I'm proud of myself, but I got to keep it up. Keep it up. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, guilty as charged.
We are both wearing Wear by Aaron Andrews.
Yes, we
Available
are.
Very soon.
How cute are we? It wasn't even planned, but I also love that she is at the warehouse. Look at your display. You're such a professional, my gal. Look at you.
I'm changing.
Is that all that Florida Gator gear back there?
There is some Florida Gator. There's Los Angeles Kings. There's my NFL stuff. I'm changing, as we talked about before we came on, where I'm doing the podcast, because where I was doing it before is next door to the child, the nanny, all the things. So I, you know, can't be myself. And it's time for me to be myself. We're turning over a new leaf over here. I got to be me.
It's gonna be me.
Toronto Maple Leafs gear available soon. What is going on? Pre-game, let's do it, sister. I love these. You guys know how I feel about this. Thank you for submitting all these questions. Keep them coming. Whitney Welker, thoughts on declining a bridesmaid request? Ooh. Have you ever done it?
We've all wanted to. No. I feel like you got to do it. Shoot.
Yeah, I've never declined a bridesmaid request either. But I will say, I don't know, like even the couple weddings that I went to of Steve's friends who are younger than I am, they didn't have bridesmaids. I feel like people aren't doing bridesmaids as much, or like groomsmen. And it's like, I'm kind of into that.
Good point. I'm into like it too. Go ahead.
No, you, because you had Kendra, but like that makes sense. Your sister, but you weren't like, hey, here's 75 chicks in pink dresses.
No. There's just too much. Like, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And I think it's better. And who really wants to stand up there and do it anyways?
No, I think it's great. I think less is more in that. What were you going to say? Is your bun actually staying like that?
I mean, because my hair is so dirty and I have so much dry shampoo in it. I have a couple. This is not to name drop, but they are pretty famous. And they were telling us a story that they always get invited to weddings of people they don't even know just by chance to see if they'll show up. And they were talking about how, like, you know, obviously with the strike and everything, there's not much going on. And they were like, we're thinking about just doing it one time, just going like, hey, and
really?
Like filming it, you know, maybe making
that
a show out of it. I think that's hysterical. Yeah.
I think that'd be so fun. Well, two things. I think it would be fun as long as you do they have any idea who the person is? Like,
no,
or is it just
they
like
said they get random invites all the time to weddings, which is hysterical. And by the way, I'd want them to come to my wedding too. If
it's
I didn't
who I know
them.
You're talking
yeah,
about,
exactly.
100%. And
here,
I would clear the band out of the way. Yeah. Yeah. Like, we've fired the band. They were unable to, meanwhile, they're locked in the van because I've kept them there. I think that would be great. But also, I mean, you would make their, that's a lot of pressure too. Then you're standing there taking like a million pictures. I don't know. Good for them. I hope they do it just so I can hear the story.
Be great.
Next.
Oh, shit. Dead said I was so excited about my story. Rama BMB. Yep, sure.
Nope.
Rara MBG. I think you guys are just doing this to make us sound crazy. I'm newly single, work for all men, same, but I'm not single. I may be after the way I've been treating my husband. 1,000 college coaches, to be exact. Is dating one off limits?
Ooh, yes.
Are you a sports broadcaster?
Yeah, it depends
newly
on
single,
what you
work for all men, coaches. 1,000 college coaches, to be exact. So you work for either a network or the NCAA. Is dating them off limits?
I think it is.
And it I think it depends on what your job is.
Yeah, I don't disagree. So I dated someone I worked with when I was at ESPN. So yeah. I that wasn't like a company, you know, it wasn't like a superior, like we were equal, like because obviously then that's a whole other thing. Then you're fired right. for that, mm-hmm. right? You can't date your boss. The other thing is I have dated athletes, but never anyone that I was covering the time. So I don't know. I feel like if it's anything that can infringe upon, or you get like more information, because I don't know. It feels like a tricky situation.
Yeah, it's hard, right? Because here's
we need
the
more
thing.
Info. This yep, is why her name was hard to pronounce, because she didn't want yeah. us to know who she was.
Now okay? I'm going to try to connect the dots. It's hard because, you know, in just an everyday kind of job, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the HR, Krissa worked in HR, so I'm not sure.
I did pay attention. You know.
But I don't know, like, say if you worked for what kind of companies, an electrician or a contractor, because I need one to come to my house. If you worked for a contractor and you were, I don't know if it's as looked down upon as it is in our world, because I think it kind of sucks, right? Because I feel like there was always this preconceived notion. I dated athletes, obviously married one, but it's like, ooh, you can't do that. But you're dating people that you enjoy being around, that you have in common. It just sucks. It's the whole thing sucks.
I didn't date an athlete for the longest time because of that exact thing. It was like, that's the only reason you're doing this job is because you just want to mm-hmm, date the athlete. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually not it's because it's a good freaking job. It's something I've always yeah. wanted to do. You make great money and it's fun. This just in. If the byproduct is meeting someone or marrying someone, I actually look at the landscape of a lot of sports broadcasters married an athlete. If you really want to go through the list,
really?
Like, I would say 80%. Well, that's a very... I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Like, I can go through and
you're
name,
good with math.
yeah. Divide by two. I don't know. I need more information from Rara yeah. BG on this situation. So we can advise you in the correct way.
Better.
Okay. Next, Summer Weinberg. We still need CT's wedding wardrobe story from last month. Great. Thank you for reminding me. Summer. So, you know, I've talked about how much I just adore my boyfriend. He's the sweetest. We love everything about him. But, maybe this isn't just an indictment on him. Maybe it's on all men, because it was his friends that were getting married. So the invitation was addressed to him. He looked through, because I'm like, hey, if these are your friends, I'm not planning the hotel. I'm not right. planning the flights. Like, this is your vibe. You do it. Been there, done that. I'm 6 years ahead.
Apparently, you're not
going
to plan hotels on family vacations anymore. We'll get to that on the Thursday show that's dropping. Anyway, that's
a real
teaser.
Debacle over the weekend with the hotel planning. We need our money back. Okay, so I said, well, you got to plan on this. So I didn't even look at the invitation. I just said, hey, what am I supposed to be wearing to this? He said, oh, it's in Colorado. It's like a Western theme. Like, it's fun. It's casual, like nothing formal, whatever. I said, well, why are you wearing a tux? Like, that's formal. He said, because the groom wanted a picture of all of his groomsmen in a tux, but girls don't have to be formal. Cut to, I show up dressed like I am Shania Twain's backup singer, and I have on there, whose bed have your boots been under? Okay, because I was wearing inappropriate boots.
You couldn't find your boots.
And a hat. My God. And then I walked down, and the other women, the other dates and, you know, invitees of the wedding were all wearing formal gowns. So I look like a real dick. So then I said to our friend Kelly, I was like, should I take this hat off? Because I was wearing a hat. She goes, yeah, you have to take the hat off. And I was like, well, I hadn't washed my hair. Well, these extensions, I mean, if you're not washing that hair, there's no covering up the tracks. Okay, so there were tracks everywhere on my head. There were tracks for Steve not giving me the right information. So yeah, I look like a real asshole. So thanks a lot for that, Steve. And Summer, PSA, ask your boyfriend, husband, friend, anyone you're going to a wedding to see the invitation and contact the bride ahead of time. That's all I have to say about that.
That is the opposite of what you do for everything. You don't check the meals on Delta. You don't know what hotel you're staying at. If I'm asking you to, even the morning of you're flying, hey, where are you staying? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so why would you care what the attire is on the invite? I'm Team Steve.
It's a great point. But when you don't align with the rest of the wedding party and it's like the books of like, which one of these doesn't belong?
Now you give a shit. Now you care.
Now, you know what? Now I'm going to start caring about everything. Okay. This is a new me. Season 2023.
I can't wait.
Oh, God.
BB Brennan 05. Favorite part of your jobs? I would say being around the best athletes of all time, some of the best brains and the head coaches, coolest atmospheres, and my crew, because I'm nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're my family, and I actually mean it. I align with all of those things. I concur to all of those things. And also, too, like, I meet my best friend from this industry.
Yeah,
I have the best, you know, the best and the worst of life. When you get to experience that, you know, sometimes this job, and we're lucky enough to do it for as long as we've done it, but there's also some not great parts about it. But when you get to share that with the people that you love, and they also know exactly how you feel, like, it's nice when I can tell you something and you know precisely what I'm talking about. So yeah, it's all good.
I don't understand why you don't order your meal though before. So I don't understand that.
I don't care about that meal. I don't. You really think I want
I
that
agree.
Ravioli?
No.
You really think that the I don't care about the chicken piccata.
No.
Go back to the
There's no piccata in that chicken. Anywho, I'll have the Welch's fruit snacks.
Exactly. Do you guys have any more of those Sun Chips? How about me when I'm constantly asking for more? So I have 75 bags because they're like the little mini ones. The wrappers are everywhere.
Oh.
Shady Beach 27. Favorite self-care splurge. I love facials.
Yeah.
Massages. I need a facial right now, actually.
I'm going tomorrow. I can't wait to spend 10 grand. That's a joke. I'm not spending 10 grand, but it's like you walk out of there.
New
and
York
you're
Post
like,
headline.
What?
Aaron Andrews spent $10,000.
No, I'm kidding. I don't. My face would look a lot better if I did.
I don't know. Anything like that. I would just say anything that's at a spa, on a spa menu.
I agree. Same way. Well, this was so exciting. I am back from Montana. We were there for a month. And our house in Montana, we don't stay there very much. It's not as cluttered as our house at home. So speaking house and home. So speaking of skincare, I just started fucking throwing everything out. Like, I don't use this. And I'm proud of myself, but I got to keep it up. And as I'm putting my clothes back in from what I packed in Montana, I'm pulling shit out. I'm done. I'm freaking done.
This is a larger conversation because guess what I did this morning? I started to do the same thing because Alyssa's on her way over and I'm mortified that there is just clothes and shit all over this house that I know I will never wear. I'm not doing anything.
Well, don't throw it out. Maybe I need it.
Well, you won't want some of the stuff, but we'll donate it because some of the stuff. I'm like, what was I thinking?
Okay.
I mean, put the sequence dress away. It's not showing up on Thursday night, or maybe it's showing up at a wedding. Who knows? We'll find out. For more on decluttering our lives. Oh, also, I have to get to TSA pre-check.
Oh,
I've tried to do it three times. We can't start another season with this gal in the non-TSA line. I know.
I would so leave you behind if you were my crew member. Ask Jillian. Bye.
Bye, you guys. Speaking of bye, I'll be in standard. I like when they say to you, standard. This is clear, standard. You really know how to make you feel good.
Bye, 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 bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.